Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs released in March and April of 1971. We'll hear from the Jackson 5, R. Dean Taylor, Gordon Staples and the Motown Strings, Edward Starr, Diana Ross, Stoney and Meatloaf, and the Supremes. All coming up in this half hour of Motown Memories. Well, first up, the Jackson 5. Well, in early 1971, Michael Jackson was the star of the Jackson 5, and he was very mature for his age. Well, there's a line in the song that features the word anguish coming up, and Michael didn't know the meaning of it because he was only a kid. Well, Hal Davis, one of the producers of this great song coming up, knew that Michael had an idea of what the word meant anyway. He recalled that Michael was an intuitive old soul, and he always amazed me. He could put expression into words and phrases he couldn't otherwise explain. Well, there were some at Motown that felt this track was too grown up for the Jackson 5. Well, Hal used an advantage that his office was next door to Berry Gordy Jr.'s, the founder of Motown Records. Well, Hal was fortified by a shot of booze, and he played the track a little too loud. Well, Berry heard it, and the rest was history. Well, here is Never Can Say Goodbye, the Jackson 5, right here on Motown Memories.
Never can say goodbye.
Dark night, driving through the pounding rain, I gotta see Jane. Windshield wiper splishing, splashing, calling out her name, just gotta see Jane. I left her arms to find my way, to find a place for me in the world outside. I wasn't alive, I could not survive,
the frantic pace, the constant chase to win the race, turn my heart cold inside. I've gotta find what I left behind. Red light, green light, speeding through the dark night, climbing through the pounding rain. I've gotta see Jane. Freeway, byway, tearing up the highway, running from the world insane. Just gotta see.
Motown memory from Gordon Staples on the Motown strings. That was a great instrumental version of All Strung Out. Well, Gordon Staples was the concertmaster for the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Not only was he the de facto leader of the Motown string section, he was in demand for every string session in the city. Well, Staples did them all playing on a Stradivarius violin. Well, guitarist Dennis Coffey recalled the Staples sound. It resonated with a rich, mellow sound. When Gordon and his Strad were absent from a string session, you could really feel the difference. Well, before that, we heard from R. Dean Taylor, Gotta See Jane, and that reached number 67 in March of 1971. And we start with the Jackson 5's number 2 tune, Never Can Say Goodbye. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs released in March and April of 1971 for the balance of this half hour. Well, coming up, Edward Starr from March of 1971. Well, the song coming up is called Funky Music Sure Enough Turns Me On, and it would neatly summarize record producer Norman Whitfield's musical philosophy. It doesn't carry much melody, but enough funk to keep the dance floors shaking. It also showcased the versatility of arranger Paul Reiser. Well, Paul recalled that Norman didn't know a lot of chords, but boy, what a genius at the few chords that he did know. He knew how to deal with the rhythm section. He would always get a good feel out of his tracks. Norman got the most out of his singers, getting a powerful performance even from his most powerful interpreters. Well, Undisputed Truth frontman Joe Harris recalled that I saw Norman in the studio with Edward Starr, and Edward was working so hard that he passed out. Well, here is Funky Music Sure Enough Turns Me On, Edward Starr, right here on Motown Men.
Can't go on, 'cause all
just an illusion, and your world around is tumbling down. Darling, reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out. Ooh. Ooh. I can tell the way you hang your head.
Yeah.
You're without love, now you're afraid, and through your tears you look around.
Yeah.
But there's no peace of mind to be found. I know what you're thinking, you're alone now.
A great song by Diana Ross, on her own after leaving the Supremes in 1971. That was Reach Out, I'll Be There, and that reached number 26 in April of 1971. And we started with Edward Starr, number 64, Funky Music Sure Enough Turns Me On. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature music released in March or April of 1971, while coming up, an April 1971 tune from the featured artist called Stoney and Meatloaf. Well, Meatloaf was Marvin Lee A Day, and he was born September 27, 1947 in Dallas, Texas. He was nicknamed Meatloaf by his high school coach. He left North Texas State College in 1967, and he migrated to Los Angeles, where he co-founded the band Meatloaf Soul. They managed to release one single, but it didn't go anywhere. Well, Stoney was Cheryl Murphy, and she was an Omaha native when she arrived in Detroit during her high school years. Among her all-girl bands were names such as the Feminine Touch and the Wild Angels. Well, when Meatloaf joined the road company of a stage show, Hair, he recommended the powerful blue-eyed soul singer with whom he had once shared a show together. Well, here is Stoney and Meatloaf, a great song called What You See Is What You Get, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was Nathan Jones, and that reached number 16 from February of 1971. And we started with Stoney and Meatloaf's rhythm and blues hit number 36 in on the pop charts number 71, a song called What You See Is What You Get. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For this last hour, we featured Motown singles that were released in January, February, March, and April of 1971. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information on the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week, as well as information on your favorite Motown artists. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.